Welcome back to River City Roundtable. I'm Julie, and I will be co-hosting today with Carol.
Hey there!
So today we're doing a little bit of a different format. We're going to be playing This or That. So we'll have different members of the crew coming on to talk about different topics and debate the merits of two options. So we're starting out with vacations. So we have Matthew, Shashir, and Michael here. Beaches or mountains?
Well,
beaches.
That was a bit of an interruption, but I'd probably say the beaches because I've been there a lot, and man, before I came here every spring break, we would like go down to Florida to escape the cold for a little while.
So you have some good memories?
Did you ever see one of those crazy people?
No, we go to Key Largo, not Miami.
So, no old people flashing.
No, that's a different type of beach. A public beach.
And no alligators through drive-through windows.
No.
So what do you like about the beach?
I'd say it's just nice to be in a warm area, low humidity, the sea, and also stuff to do around that area like scuba or snorkeling.
Have you gone snorkeling?
Yes.
Did you see any cool fish?
Oh, let's see here. I saw barracudas, moray eels, and other unidentifiable fish that I should probably jot down.
Awesome.
Wish I saw a small shark, though, because I could yell, shark, and watch how everybody reacts.
The dream.
Yes.
Hey, you could have done it anyway.
Or not.
Basically the same with yelling fire in a crowded movie theater.
Yeah, but you're more likely to get beat up in a crowded theater.
And arrested.
Yeah.
Always an option.
Alright, Michael, Shashir, what about you?
So, I'm Shashir. So, I like to go to the beaches. The beach I've been to is Virginia, Myrtle Beach, and Cancun once.
Hmm.
Yo, when I went to Cancun, it was so humid and hot, and the beaches was like a swimming pool. Similar to that. Yeah, because I didn't like to... Because when I went to the beach, I saw some seaweeds.
Yeah, those can be very alarming if you touch it unwillingly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because when I go to Myrtle Beach, I usually go to Myrtle Beach on every Christmas year, because I can't go to Myrtle Beach... I can't go to the beach when the ocean is cold and the outside is cold, so it might be freezing, so I'd rather do the inside pool than the beach on holiday break to Myrtle Beach.
I'm Michael. The beaches I've been to are, I think, if I recall correctly, Mission Beach in San Diego. Although I didn't go into the water because it's cold. Myrtle Beach. Virginia Beach. Wildwood, New Jersey's beach. I don't know what it's called. And St. Kilda Beach in Melbourne, Australia.
Just a little bit of Australia in there. Nice. Mm-hmm. So you guys all picked beaches.
Yeah.
Beaches or swimming pools?
Large.
Beaches.
Well,
beaches, but swimming pools if they have water slides.
Yeah.
And for me, I only like to go in a swimming pool than the beach because in the beach, the water is so salty
mm-hmm.
and I can get a scratch and a scrape by the sea shard of shells. So that's why I like to go to the beach. But the slipper has to be on in order for me to go in the
mm-hmm.
ocean water. I like to go in the ocean water, but not with my bare feet because I could cut myself.
I'd like to see you go to Sanibel Island then.
Lots of shells there?
The beach is practically made of shells.
Oh.
I feel like
some very thick water shoes.
Yeah. Seashell shards is my favorite new tongue twister. Thank you for that, Shashir.
So at the Myrtle Beach.
Not even shards.
I like to feed the breads to the seagulls, and my sister likes to collect some seashells at Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you're part of the problem regarding seagulls.
Because it's from a holiday break that I don't really like seagulls because they come around, fly over my head. They come chase me with the bag out of the hand. They think it's a food. So that's why
you
I don't
wonder
like
why. Seagulls. You don't want to know why. It's because people feed them.
Okay, so uncomfortable seagull interactions, dangerous shells, seaweed, some of the downsides to beaches, but there are also waves and sunsets.
Well, uncomfortable seagull interactions you can get anywhere, much like uncomfortable handball geese interactions. Well, you can't get uncomfortable geese interactions in Australia, as I found out.
Are there no geese there?
There are, but they're the only thing they do is be very slow when someone's trying to cross the road.
Oh. Just honk at them.
They'll honk back.
I like visiting to Virginia Beach every summer year, but we don't go there every year. But same for Myrtle Beach. I don't go every Christmas break year, so we just go random Christmas day. I'm not, because last year I didn't get to go to Myrtle Beach, so this time I'm not sure.
All
so
right.
I just like to go to Virginia Beach for my summer vacation just to save for some time and go back home. The end.
So, thank you, Shashir.
I think Wildwood's boardwalk beats Virginia Beach.
Boardwalk is another positive for beaches. There might be a boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. Another beach I've been to is Cape May.
All right. So, I think between beaches and mountains, we're pretty solidly beach.
I'm going to say this was a solid win for the beaches. Well done, beaches.
Yeah, we're pretty beached.
Cautionary tale. I'm mixing your effects.
Cautionary tale.
Never ending story. That thing was just creepy looking.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I'm not picking the movie. I'm just seeing the visuals of Falco.
The flying dog? Falco.
Yeah,
he's
yes.
a dragon.
I'm not. I love the character. I love the story. I just, the look of Falco creeped me out. It's like, like Uncanny Valley, like fluffy dog thingy.
He looks more like a goat.
Oh, no.
Okay,
this is all out of love, okay?
Right.
I love the movie, but I did not like it in every
story.
You
just what's best for a tree.
He's a goat who's a friend.
I still like Spider-Man, but my favorite Spider-Man character is Green Goblin. I don't like the Green Goblin's mask on. He gives me the creeps with the mask on. He's better with the mask off. And in Stranger Things, I don't like the monsters. I don't like the monster. He's creepy.
I love the monster. Creepy.
I don't like the monsters from Stranger Things. It's called, what is it called?
Demogorgon.
Mind weird
player.
Thing with like a flower head.
I don't like
it. Freaky flower mouth.
If it creeps you out, but it's supposed to be creepy, then why do you hate it?
I don't hate it.
So David over there is saying that it's creepy by design. It's made to creep you out.
Because
so.
I just don't like it. He's scary, he eats other people. So that's why I don't like the Mind Flayer and the Demogorgon. I still like Stranger Things. It wasn't that creepy because my dad saw it over the summer break. He likes it, but he knows about it. So I just do not like the Mind Flayer and the Demogorgon.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the Mind Flayer that one dude in the suit with the giant head?
Yes, yeah. That sounds accurate. And they have a real dude in the suit. It's a real person.
It seems more like a visual effect.
They added something. Yeah.
For the production of the original Alien movies, they had some full body alien costumes.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
That was good. The Fly?
Oh my god, yeah.
I haven't seen that.
The Thing?
I've not seen The Thing.
You know,
I've seen some creepy features.
Yeah, it's harder to think about
body horror.
Just pleasant, beautiful visual effects. I don't remember this as well.
I don't know. The Sound of Music, which is a very boring movie in my opinion.
I love that movie. What effects are there in it?
Well, define effects. Are you talking something that dazzles your eyes or something that just is there for eye candy? Like, it, my favorite movie, Transformers, it has a lot of digital effects, but it's a lot of, as I said, it's pretty much just eye candy. It's the kind of movie you just turn your brain off and just watch just things go by.
Yeah.
In the Predator movie, I saw the guy, I don't see his actual face, I just saw him with the mask on in the Predator, because I see the Predator movie.
Which one? The 2019 one?
Yes. The newest one. Yeah. I did see that.
You have strong feelings about that.
Do Jackson. Not see that movie.
Could you please watch the original? That would be very nice.
Yes.
It's very good.
Because, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ah, yes. Arnie.
In a Predator movie, the guy had a costume on. He didn't. He was not the real. He was just covered up.
No, I'm pretty sure it was a digital effect. Oh, so I have a question. So at what point does a movie turn you off? Due to all of the digital effects. I know one movie that I just couldn't watch was the new Aquaman. I just couldn't.
I haven't seen that one. I feel like you really hit the uncanny valley. It's so unpleasant. Mm-hmm. And anytime I realize there's a person that's just too fake, I'm gone. I can't watch some scenes in Titanic now. You see it back and you look at like the people waving as they leave the dock. I'm like, oh no.
Whoever thought it was a good idea to make the Cats movie the way it was, this is what I say to them. Make it a frickin' animated movie instead of just some frickin' sci-fi experiment gone wrong.
Yeah. Blade Runner?
Uh-huh. First or second?
First and second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, compare that to the most recent Blade Runner. What do you think? Like, improved? Do you think the new one, like at least the... suck you into the world a little bit more?
I was really surprised how much I liked the second one. I wasn't expecting to. I thought they did a great job of keeping the same tone.
Yes,
of the
absolutely.
Personally, in Star Wars Rogue One, when they, I forgot his name, when they recreated that entire actor in
Peter Cushing, they remade
that was... He kind of was like a video game character. It was like kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie, but I don't know. That part was so weird.
There's one little effect can like
disconnect
you from the movie a little.
Yeah.
When it comes to Star Wars, I just go eye candy onto space battles.
Yeah, I've given up on Star Wars entirely.
All right, then. What have you moved on to?
What do you mean, as far as sci-fi movies, or...?
Well, in general, like, to replace Star Wars.
What replaced my Star Wars thing is now turned into... Stop looking at me!
Okay.
I think... I don't know. I'm honestly not sure, but... Yeah, Star Wars, I despise now.
Were you a big fan before?
Yes. See, I'm a very select few people, because I grew up with the prequels. I actually like the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Episode 3, which I follow slept through. But yeah.
Really, it's like
that good. I never get bored of Star Wars. I like it. I'm gonna rewatch it again. I never get bored of it.
Well, Disney's pandering to your kind of audience.
I don't want.
So Jackson, do you prefer the prequels to like New Hope?
No, not to New Hope. I prefer the prequels to The Last Jedi. I prefer the prequels to Rise of Skywalker. I prefer prequels to Force Awakens.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, fair enough.
We
can stay.
We don't talk about that.
That one doesn't count.
We never talk about that. Never.
So I think with practical versus digital effects, we've decided that... some of us like Star Wars still.
I'll have it. It depends. It depends on what's going on in the movie. If you need some very complex, like, fighting or, like, vehicles moving around, preferably aircraft and spacecraft, then CGI would be your thing. But if you're having like Avengers, like when you're battling, then sure, it'd be good to have some practical.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that the actors don't hurt themselves.
Yeah.
Now, 1917 is a movie that just came out, and almost all of it was practical.
That's amazing.
And I think practical. It was like all in just like one camera pan.
There were a couple of cuts, but it was edited to make it look all in one take.
Seriously?
That's mm-hmm. groundbreaking.
Wow. How long
is like God of War.
I don't know, hour and a half? Maybe 2 hours? I don't really know.
That's incredible. I'm pretty sure it's worth seeing.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, no, I feed off the souls of the innocent.
It's a shame when there's so many guilty.
Next topic.
There's nothing around here.
That's fine dining, right?
Casual versus fine dining.
I'll settle for a bagel.
casual.
Casual, really, Michael? I'm surprised. I thought you would prefer like something more fancy.
What is casual? Because casual means like fast food.
I don't like to get dressed up.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. The food's good.
So I look for places that are somewhere in between.
Gotcha, right. Because you're big into the Michelin stars, right?
I never did a formal restaurant. I do usually do
which casual. Which also kind of restricts which Michelin star restaurant they can go to.
I would say, yeah.
I never, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a official, like, formal? Fancy formal dinner.
Me neither.
Like, either, where, like, they have to, because I've seen it on TV, you know, they'll make you put on a jacket when you come in or something like that, yeah. But I've never.
Technically
not. You like fine food, but you don't want to be forced to dress up for it. I got you. I like that. So, Shashir, you're more of a casual guy, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, does that mean, like, going to the buffet, also fast food?
Buffet would be very casual, yes.
Buffet, fast food, I didn't mean to say it. Mm-hmm. Fast food.
Yep.
My bad on that.
It's okay.
You need to learn to adventure more.
What would you suggest?
I'd suggest going to, like, one of those, like, there's a lot of authentic Mexican places around here.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's this good one on the street. I forget what it's called. But it's down the street. Oh, it's at the tip of my tongue.
Sorry. What's your favorite dish there?
I usually get like the. Get what I usually get there, because it's been a while since I've been there, but they're good.
Okay.
I usually like to get, like, more of the authentic stuff. Like, I usually like to skimp on having sour cream. I skimp on having, like guacamole and tacos. Usually, like, and cheese as well, I usually skimp on.
Cool.
It's my favorite type of taco. It's simply, like, cilantro and chorizo and lime.
Nice. So I have a question for you guys, on topic, but a little bit off topic. If you had to eat one meal from the same place every day, you can eat other foods, like, for, like, say you had to eat lunch from the exact same place every day. Where would you eat? Where would you go?
Yeah. The same dish from the same place? Or just the same place?
Same place. It opens it up a little bit. I won't restrict you to, like, one meal.
There is this really awesome Italian place that down in Midlothian. Where the U-Crops in the shopping center where the U-Crops used to be near, and it's owned by the same people who own what's the name? Crab Louis.
Okay.
The place is called Isabella's, and as
far as I know, they're one of only two places in town that make their own pasta.
Mm-hmm. So you would go there?
Yeah.
Cool. What about you, Shashir? You could only, you had to go to the same restaurant every day. You can get whatever you wanted to on the menu, but you had to go to the exact same restaurant every day for lunch. Where would you go?
I would have to say, Teppanyaki, Big Mouth, Turmeric.
One place. Pick one place.
Turmeric.
Okay. Where is that?
What's turmeric?
And then it's a restaurant. It's a turmeric that's close to Natalie's restaurant. It's a Lebanese restaurant that's close to that.
Wait, there's an operating Lebanese restaurant in town. Where is it?
In Cox Road.
He said it's called Natalie's. Right, so.
Someone write that down.
We will take notes for you. All right, so what does turmeric sell? What type of food do they have?
Some Indian food.
Indian food, okay. All right, that makes sense. Cool.
Yeah, I've had my first experience with Indian food when I was in Australia.
Interesting place to live.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, I probably have to choose for me this one restaurant I'll have to eat lunch for the rest of my life. It'd probably be this local little Italian restaurant called Gino's Pizza.
Okay.
Right outside my neighborhood. Good food.
What's your favorite pizza there?
The pepperoni with extra cheese.
Classic.
Yes. Not too large.
I'm noticing a variety, mm-hmm. although two of us chose Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Isabella's doesn't even serve pizza.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's just pasta?
Just pasta.
Cool.
Pretty much.
Carol, Jill?
I think I'd have to go with Tulsi, which is also an Indian restaurant, and I almost always get the same thing there, but they do have many options that I enjoy, so I'm hoping I could kind of ride out that everyday thing a little longer there. But yeah, Tulsi, all the way.
So two Italian, two Indian. Carol?
There's a place called The Mill on MacArthur, and it's cheating a little because you can't get breakfast all day, but they've got a really good food, nice variety of food, lots of different specials.
Cool. Awesome. Any other food topics that we want to discuss or talk about?
Yeah. What is your favorite restaurant out of state or out of country that you've been to? If you've been to one. If not, it can be out of county.
I went to a place, and my wife still makes fun of me to this day. We went down to Myrtle Beach, and it was early spring, I think, so it was still a little chilly. And we went to this little roadside place that was a seafood place, but they had ribeye, and I don't do a lot of seafood. And I had a connection right there at the table. I was like, this is so good.
You don't do seafood. You probably should have. Was the roadside in Seaside as well?
I think so. I can't remember that. I can't remember the name of the place. This was years ago.
They're probably not in operation anymore.
Maybe. It wasn't a chain. It seemed like it was something that was pretty local to Myrtle Beach, but it was really good. I was really impressed with the steak. It really melted in my mouth. I was like, this is like the best steak I've ever tasted. So it was really good. I'm sorry, Julie was looking at something.
It you looks find like yours? I can't find the name of mine.
I can't find it. I'm Googling it. So when I lived in Italy, we used to eat at one particular restaurant that was only a few blocks from our house all the time. And I cannot remember the name of it. But I would always get, I was younger, and I would get like pretty simple things like bolognese or pizza margarita. I did start eating calamari there. I can't remember the name of it. It's killing me. But anyway, classic Italian food.
In Italy, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have one?
Favorite restaurant?
Outside of Virginia
You say?
Yeah.
Well, there's a little place in Clearwater called Frenchie's.
Okay.
Seafood restaurant. It's a little little small chain there, but it's only local to Clearwater. And he has some pretty good seafood.
Me, this is going to be a tough one, considering.
You've been to a few different places out of state. I mean, out of the country.
Yeah, not just out of state, out of the country.
Yeah.
I've been to, like, I'm going to throw a wild card in, though.
Go ahead.
It's
I'm going to have to do two, one for out of the country and one for in the country.
Mm-hmm.
For out of state, this is a wild card. It's this place in Beckley, West Virginia called King Tut's Drive-In.
Okay.
It's one of the rare operational drive-ins. 1950s era.
Mm-hmm.
Typical burgers, fried foods. Something I think Shashir would like.
Did you like it for the food or for the atmosphere?
Both.
Okay.
The atmosphere is really nice. Like, they come up to your car, they put a tray on the window, you roll down the window, you eat in the car.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
It's basically a classic drive-in, and there aren't many of these left.
True. That's really cool. So out of the
really
country?
Special experience. Out of the country, this one is tougher. There's two contenders, and I narrowed it down eventually to a place in Denmark, Copenhagen, called Almanac.
Okay.
Now, what Almanac is, it is New Danish cuisine. This was a place that was at one point listed on Michelin's website. And actually, I think they still are, but I'm not sure. I think they had a star at one point, too. But this eating there is basically an experience. Like, you take several hours. Like, I think it's like half the length of this program,
mm-hmm.
of the program that you take to eat there, and it's like a full course meal. And the menu switches up, it's rotational.
Mm.
The food is beautifully prepared. It's in this gorgeous, streamlined, modern ferry terminal. And it's just lovely. It's lovely.
Awesome. Did you remember yours, or did you already
say it? I tried to look it up. There was an amazing vegetarian restaurant in New York City, but I cannot recall. But the thing I've craved the most my entire life is we lived in Germany when I was a kid for a few years. And we would go down to the local bakery and get Brötchen, just little rolls for breakfast. And I have been wanting one of those ever since we moved away. So
I don't know if they have it, but there's a German restaurant over in Midlothian.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, though.
Worth looking into.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I also know there's a lot of German restaurants in Columbus, Ohio, so if you're ever in there, in that region.
I might be in Germany before I'm in Ohio.
Alright. Shashir, did you have one?
Yes, it has. So, I like to go out to Chinese and Indian, because for the Chinese, I like to go to Teppanyaki, Big Mouth, and also New China in Myrtle Beach.
Have you ever been to InterChina?
No, I have not.
Where is that?
Oh, they're in Midlothian. They're one of the original Chinese, they're like, the, I think, the original Chinese restaurant in town.
I have not been there.
So they, I think they have like at least 30 years of experience. They've been in operation for at least 30 years.
Yeah.
And they're really good. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, continue.
Yeah, so, because my parents didn't want to go to Teppanyaki anymore because they didn't like it. We've been there once last year on my holiday break. It's been so long not going to the Chinese restaurant. Buffet.
All right. Well, I think for this or that conversation, we've determined food is good.
Yeah.
Is that? We like food.
Yeah, we like it.
But yeah.
We'll keep eating it.
Thumbs
yeah.
up.
Food. Oh, yeah. In our China.
Our next topic is Marvel versus DC. Where do y'all see it? We have David, Matthew, and Shashir joining us for this one.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I supposed to say something?
Marvel or DC? Do you have a preference?
Both.
Oh, yes, and why?
I don't know, actually.
Currently, I've seen some of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, like Iron Man and... No, not Iron Man, the Avengers,
mm-hmm.
and Guardians of the Galaxy. Though I'd like to see the Iron Man and Captain America movies. Still standing for Marvel movie-wise. I haven't read any of comics.
Yeah, me neither. Like, I can't really speak for the comics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to do so. Because you gotta get all those comic issues. And some of them can be really, really expensive. I've seen, like half of the Wonder Woman movie a couple years ago.
Only half of Wonder Woman?
Well, the second half, maybe.
Okay. You didn't leave, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then maybe some clips of the Wonder Woman TV show and also the Adam West Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Some taste just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah. So, yeah, still got some things to do before picking a side.
Making an informed decision. I appreciate that.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff for each.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll try to go with the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference this year?
So, for me, I don't have a preference. I like Marvel and DC both. I've seen several of the Marvel and DC movies and TV shows, but I've never seen some of the Marvel TV shows, only the movies. But mm-hmm. the DC TV show I've seen were, like, the DC TV show I've seen was Legends of Tomorrow, Black Lightning, Arrow, etc. Those are the parts one I like. I saw the recent DC movie I saw was The Joker, because I like The Joker and I like Batman.
Oh, yeah, I remember, like, speaking of Joker, like, the crazy thing. I saw a headline that apparently, like, Frozen 2 has actually caused more violence than Joker has. It's just a meme of, like, the meme is just completely dumbfounded.
That's so disturbing. Especially for a Disney movie. But then again, Disney movies have always been slightly disturbing in one way or the other.
So I think that's one of the things that I like about DC, is that I feel like a lot of the characters are a little bit darker than some of the Marvel characters.
A little bit?
Just a little bit. You know, like the Joker.
And Batman sometimes brooding.
There's a gargoyle statue on a cathedral with reserved for Batman on it. And nobody dares take it from
him. Yeah, so the Marvel movies are pretty fun, but I don't think you can beat a good dark character.
Otherwise, you might just end up in Arkham, which is such a terrible failure of a facility, it actually has a negative rehabilitation rate of all things. Like, it's actually created more supervillains than it stopped.
Yeah.
Like, how much of a failure can you be?
It's because it's just like that. It ain't a superhero thing unless you have a prison that just forms villains rather than gets rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's fitting because apparently the founder was institutionalized in his own asylum.
Ooh.
Because of course he did.
I still like to drive the Batmobile, so.
Like, honestly, I feel like at that rate, you should just take all the prisoners in that asylum and nuke it. And just hope that they don't become even stronger supervillains, because why not?
That would
yeah.
be the danger.
You might have the plot for the next movie.
Actually, yeah, that would be
cool. Get in touch with the directors.
David switching sides.
And the Marvel movie I'm so eager to watch is Morbius and Venom. And also DC movie I'm eager is Birds of Prey. Because I like
mm-hmm.
the Batman, and I like Spider-Man. And the Spider-Man actor, who I like, I love all of them. I don't just like any Spider-Man actors.
Even Andrew Garfield?
I like him too. I don't dislike him.
And then you do like have a lot of them. Yuri Lowenthal, Tom Holland, Tobey Maguire. If you count some of the Spider-Verse ones, even people like Nicolas Cage and John Mulaney.
Mm-hmm.
Finally saw Into the Spider-Verse this year.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful.
And also I'm eager to watch The New Mutants because I like X-Men.
Is there a new X-Men coming out?
It's going to be called The New Mutants. I'm eager to watch that.
I know that. When does it come out?
Same day on my birthday.
Oh.
Now that's a birthday gift.
Meanwhile, the movie that's coming out on my birthday is called The What?
Huh?
You like seeing trailers for it?
The What?
Call of the Wild.
Oh.
Harrison Ford. Like, I can guarantee the internet's already made Chewbacca jokes about it.
Seems like they should have seen that coming.
So, yeah. So the reason why I want to watch the new movie is because I just want to see the Stranger Things actor who got the guy who played John Byers. I really want to know, see him because I heard about him from Stranger Things.
Very mm-hmm. cool. So that show kind of introduced something new to you.
Yep, it did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I feel more conflicted than before we started talking.
I think no decision has been made.
Call it a draw.
A draw.